you mentioned like childhood and memories, and your songs do affect a certain nostalgia into the listener because they sound in some respect like they've come out of the past, even though they're modern, if that makes sense. So like, there's this way, and I was wondering whether that was intentional or it's just the spirit of the song.
Well, there isn't really anything intentional about the songs. They've just emerged almost on their own accord, and I just sort of was, I don't know, I guess it just happened one day. I, you know, came downstairs and picked up the guitar and thought, I might like record myself today. And then that's when a couple of the songs, like Dreamboat Captain, just first came out. Like, I hadn't written them really, I just sang them and recorded it, and that's the recording that I've got today. And then from that recording I just learnt the songs.
Oh, okay, so
so that's my whole recording process really. A lot of the songs, I don't sort of sit down and write. I just pick up some lyrics that I've scrawled out somewhere in the middle of the night and just make it up as I go along.
It's a very, it's a nice technique. It's like a reverse process.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, sir.
And did you teach yourself to play guitar?
Yeah, I did.
And how are you dealing with that? Does it get easier as you go?
The first couple of months was pretty difficult, I guess. But, you know, I just had a chord book and learned some. I started just learning other people's songs, and then yeah, I don't know. I guess this, a couple of times I've got in a little rut and I think, oh, there's nothing more to learn, but then I don't know, I figure something else out.
How does Brisbane lend to your music?
Brisbane's been pretty great, actually, just because I moved up here and I didn't know anybody in Brisbane. I'd never been to Brisbane before. And I just moved here, and I think it's just been a really great environment because I've slowly discovered a little bit of a music scene that I really love, and just the various houses that I've lived in have been nice environments, like just creative sort of environments, like with my housemates and stuff, and I don't know, it's just been good on a whole because it forced me to come out of my, forced me to try and come out of my shell a bit and try and be a bit more articulate and actually talk to people because, yeah, I find that quite difficult.